Possibly can. So, team, welcome back to the Pride Podcast. It is Tuesday, the 30th of May, checking the date there. And we are kicking this week off with our open office. Just a few reminders before we get going. Thursday at 7:30, that is Thursday, the 1st of June, I hope. At 7:30, Johnny Lawrence is coming in to do his regular session, but it's a little bit different this time. It is a live podcast recording. And then Monday, this is an exciting announcement. On Monday, the 5th of June, we are starting the Summer Kickstart Challenge. So, what does that mean? I want to explain that all for everyone so you all know where you stand. So, essentially, for you guys, it's part of your program, it's an opportunity for us to get hyper focused for the final half term of the year. And there's a few reasons why we're doing the challenge. It's a group challenge as well. So it's open to group challengers. That means that they are going to be able to come into the teachers' team and they will be able to be privy to all of our group coaching. That means they're going to be able to come to the Monday calls. They're going to have the support network. They're going to have the content, but they don't get the one-to-one coaching that you guys do. So they're not part of our one-to-one team. They are going to be part of our group coaching team. And this is something we've done before. We do the Christmas cracker every year, but this time I wanted to do something a bit bigger and a bit different. So what's the point of it? The point of it for you guys is so that you can have focus, you can have goals, and you can have mini challenges over what is arguably one of the trickiest times. My personal opinion was always that term one and term six, if you like, the first half term, the last half term, for me personally, were the ones that I found the trickiest. Unless I was in year six, because the last 2 weeks were bliss, but let's not go there. And for most people, these two half terms are pretty bloody tough, right? And I wanted to give you some real focus in this last half term to help you keep your eye on what we want to be, want to be focused on, keep your eye on the ball. But then to get into summer, and rather than completely crawl there and to drag yourself there kicking and screaming, to get you to the summer and actually feel like you don't need to use the first 2 weeks completely to recover. You're not feeling wiped for the first fortnight. And you can actually have 5 to 6 weeks, however long it is, 7 weeks for some, Kareen. Or is it eight? You can use the first few weeks of the holiday to really, really enjoy yourself and not just recover from the term. Okay. So that's really, really important. So that's the idea of the challenge. Now, what does it mean for you? It means that our Monday open offices are still going to be the same. Monday open offices at 7:30. But this time we're going to be going through for the next 8 weeks, the next 2 months, we're going to be going through a set course. So we're going to be covering some of the basics and reminding you of some of the basics to begin with. And then we're going to go through an 8-point process to keep you really, really focused. And we're going to cover pretty much a condensed version of the one-to-one program in a short amount of time in quick 20 to 30 minute sharp, open offices. And we're going to begin by looking at your why. So we're going to go back to that again. It's very, very important. We could probably come back to this on a monthly basis and it still be very, very relevant because our why is always changing. But next Monday, kicking off with our intro session, and then we're going to be looking at your why. And then we're going to touch on the five foundations just quickly as the focus for the coming week for all the challenger newbies and for everyone who is sort of newer to the program. So that's how we're going to kick off. And then every Monday, we're going to have our open office. And then same as always for us, every other Thursday is going to be our topic training, which will be just for us one-to-one lot. So that's how it's going to work. The teachers team is going to temporarily relocate to the summer kickstart group, just like we do when there's the Christmas cracker challenge on. We temporarily relocate to a new Facebook group. And this means that there are going to be more regular posts. There's going to be more new up-to-date content. It means there's going to be weekly challenges. So we're going to do step challenges and competitions and things like this. There's a list, there's a whole list. There's going to be a member of the month competition for the next few months. So that's going to be a £50 Amazon voucher to the member of the month. And that's not based on your results or the scale weight or life work balance or leaving school at a certain time or anything like that. That's going to be based on your efforts, your patience, your perseverance, and everything that you put into the program. And I think on this call right now, live, I'm not going to name names, but I think the four people who are joining me live for this call, we've all got some strong contenders for member of the month. So keep your eye on the ball, guys, because we might get that award for you. And like I said, nice £50 Amazon voucher, which is always a bonus, right? So that is essentially the challenge and what it means for you guys in a nutshell. It means more focus. It means some really, really sort of specific content for the summer. to help you kind of in that transition into the summer holidays. And then, of course, I'm on holiday the first 10 days of August, which is good news. I'm looking forward to that 10-day break. And then we're going to be thinking about how to make the most of the summer holidays, resting, relaxing, giving you accountability through the summer. And then don't want to sort of get you thinking about it yet, but obviously the last week of August, we're going to then look at how we can transition back for September. So that's kind of what the next few months are looking like. That's what the summer kickstart challenge is all about. Like I said, we're going to temporarily relocate to another group come Sunday. So I'll invite you to that group. The content there will be different. It will be a lot more frequent and things. We know that typically us as a team, we chat on WhatsApp mostly now. We don't really use the group very much because most communication takes place in the WhatsApp group. And as always, I'll keep getting the content created for you, keep getting the supporting resources and everything that you need. And our webinars will continue as normal. So not too much of a change, hopefully all positive, hopefully something to keep you focused. So let's talk about half term then. Half term is one of those times that can be very, very tricky. People tend to fall into one of two camps. Either they love it, they thrive, they keep a loose structure, and then they love the freedom, they love the flexibility. And remember, to have flexibility, we need something to be flexible with. You can't have flexibility if you have absolutely no plans, absolutely no structure, because then that's just chaos. That's just things bouncing about in the abyss. There's nothing to have structure with. But some people will have a loose structure, they'll have flexibility, and they thrive. They love the extra time, they get down the gym, they do this, then they do that. Other people don't really get on well with half terms. Other people don't get on, and this is probably me, to be honest. Other people, if they do lose that structure altogether, they don't do quite so well, right? They feel like they're sort of lost a little bit. They feel a little bit like they're kind of in this abyss, and they just don't do well, just don't thrive without any structure whatsoever. So the answer to this, and I know it is very, very simple, and you're going to go, well, yeah, obviously, but the best things in life are simple, right? When there is a lack of structure from school and the timetable and the regular routines that we're used to having, we need to create our own. So what that means is not necessarily having a school routine for you during the holiday. What it means is giving yourself an element of routine. Doesn't need to be super focused, doesn't need to be super strict, but an element of routine. And just to give you a few ideas of what this might look like, it may be that you literally sandwich a day. So you say to yourself, right, cool, I'm going to get up between 7 and 8 most days. Again, we know that ideally our wake up time would be within about an hour of our regular school wake up time. I know it's boring, you want to lie in, you want to watch Netflix all day, you just want to sort of be. And again, have days like that. Absolutely have days like that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But most of the time, if you can keep your wake time within about an hour of your regular school time wake up time, if that makes sense at all, that's going to be great because it's going to keep your circadian rhythm, that rhythm of the day. Remember, wake, hunger, endurance, strength, concentration, sleep, that rhythm that controls all of those things. It's going to keep it roughly in the same space. And when we go back to school on Sunday, Monday, we're going to need to just knock it back by an hour and that will be fine. You'll be good to wake up and go back to normal. If you then start getting up now at 10, 11 o'clock, your circadian rhythm is going to go all out of whack and you're essentially going to get a bit of sort of mini jet lag. Your body is basically going to be put into a different time zone and that's not what we want. So we start the day a rough range. You don't need to set an alarm or anything. I'm not that much of a party pooper, but roughly you're going to wake up at a similar time. And then at the end of the day, again, if you're out at a party or you're seeing friends or you're barbecuing in the sunshine or whatever it is, yes, it's going to be flexible, but again, try and keep your bedtime within about an hour. And that evening routine where you try and have time off your phone, where you try and have some sort of structure around going to bed, try and keep that in as well for me. Try and keep a loose hour before bed, give or take, for you to wind down and do your usual thing. Again, you'll feel better. Yes, it's boring. You'd rather be up till midnight watching Harry Potter, which was almost me yesterday, but I was good. I went to bed, you know, I turned it off halfway through the film, which I never do. And I went to bed early. I stuck to practicing what I preach. Yes, that's what you want to do. That's great. And that's fine one day or two. But if you're doing that every night for a week, you're going to feel a bit terrible afterwards, let's be honest. So keep that loose structure. And then finally, in the middle of the day, the filling of your sandwich. So we've got wake, sleep, and lunchtime. Have a regular meal. If you're out for lunch, yes, it might be an hour late or an hour early or whatever. You might, if you're going out for brunch, you might skip breakfast. But that middle meal of the day or that middle activity of the day, whatever it is, try and keep that roughly structured, because then you've got a start, a middle, and an end. Okay. And then everything between can move about and can be flexible. Obviously, as we said, that meal might be earlier or later, but at least have something planned. You then have a structure. And because you have this scaffold of the day, you can then start to move the pieces. You might be going to meet this friend, or you might be going to the gym, or you might be getting a little bit of report writing done, or whatever it is that you're choosing to do. But have a structure that is going to change everything. The next thing that I want to talk about then is your nutrition. Navigating your nutrition around social events. Now, there's a great training in the group for this. So if you haven't seen it, go into the group, go into the guide section, and then go down to nutrition. And then under nutrition, you've got navigating social events. But I'm going to give you like a Cliff Notes version of that, just so that you can kind of see roughly the highlights sort of thing. So first of all, you need to decide what your priorities are. And there's no right or wrong to this. Think about all of those spectrums of health, the physical health, the mental, emotional, social, financial, all those different types of health that we talk about quite regularly. Decide where you want to be on each of those over this holiday on average. So if you do want to really rest, recover, make some great progress towards your goals, recover in terms of your focus and go into the next half term, really, you know, trying to pick my language right here because I'm trying not to use terminology that we fall into, like on the wagon, off the wagon, all that stuff. But if you want to go into the term with a lot of momentum, there we go, or with a lot of momentum, then the way that we can do that is to maybe focus on that physical spectrum, focus on getting the good sleep in, focus on the downtime, focus on potentially portion control or tracking calories or however we've decided to approach nutrition. That might be your priority this week. And if that is, make that decision, make it a conscious choice, write it down, make it real, and have it as your focus, because then that will guide your actions. You're at the barbecue, so your nutrition is going to be particularly at the center of your mind. So you might choose to grab a smaller plate. You might serve up your protein, your veggies first. You might have a smaller portion of carbs. You might have a couple of alcoholic drinks, but you might swap in a few soft drinks. You might choose to drive instead of drink. All these different things that we can do. If that is your focus and your priority, make it so and make it happen. Likewise, if that is not your priority and this week you want to enjoy yourself, you want to make memories, and again, you can have a balance. It's not this or that. There can be a middle ground here. But if you want to really prioritize, you're not bothered about that side. You just want to focus on you, mental health, emotional health, social health. You know, you've got a bit of money to burn. You're not worried about that financial health. You might go, you might get the takeaways and you might go out to the pub and you might do this and you might do that. You might go away for a few days, all of that kind of stuff, right? And that's fine. But as long as you are making the conscious decision of this is what I want, this is the priority, and I'm going to be happy. There's going to be no guilt involved. There's going to be no shame. There's going to be no, oh, I shouldn't have done that, because you've decided what your priority is and you're willing to go and do the things that are going to get you to that priority. Whether it is first example, the second example, or somewhere in the middle, which is going to be most of us. We probably want a bit of both, right? So number one, decide your priority and do the things that get you closer to it. That's it. Number two then is going to be navigating social events. So how do we do it? I'm going to give you a few examples, a few of the classic examples we use. Number one, someone who is going out for lunch. Very common one, lunch or brunch. You will probably wake up and think, well, I'm going to be going out at 11 and I've just got up at 8. I've only got a few hours. I'm going to be having a fry up, or I'm going to be having a big lunch or a pizza or whatever. You may choose to check the menu beforehand. You may not. It's completely up to you and what is applicable and appropriate for you, your relationship with food and your goals. But you might decide, tell you what, I'm going to be eating a few hours. I'm just going to have a coffee, going to have some water. I'm going to go for a walk, for example, or I'm going to do a bit of work, or I'm going to do something for me, whatever you choose. And I'm not going to have breakfast because I know I'm going to be eating a few hours. I had dinner last night. I'm not hungry. So I'm going to intermittent fast. Now, intermittent fasting is given this big flashy badge. It's nothing cool or trendy, or, well, it is pretty trendy, but it's nothing amazing or special. It's the fact that you're skipping a meal. You know, let's call a spade, you're skipping a meal, right? It's nothing dramatic. If you want to really intermittent fast, you wouldn't have any milk in that coffee. You wouldn't consume anything with any calories. But if we're just talking about missing a meal, have milk in your coffee. If you want milk in your coffee, have milk in your coffee. Nothing's going to happen. So you go to that meal, you enjoy yourself, and then maybe for dinner you have a smaller snack, or you just have a bowl of soup. And I know that all of this sounds really, really obvious. And those, like I said before, the best things are the most simplest. Remember, kiss your nutrition. Keep it super simple. Always keep it super simple. So that's one example. The other example is maybe you're going out for a meal and maybe you are planning to have a few drinks afterwards and a few cocktails. Likewise, you can potentially intermittent fast, or you may have a bigger breakfast. You may have a snack for lunch and you may have a bigger dinner. There are a million and one different ways to do this. Just remember to do what makes you happy and gets you closer to whatever that priority is you identified in part one. In terms of choosing those meals and what we can do, then of course we can use the food flow. We can say protein first, then my fruits and veggies, then my carbs on my plate, and then my healthy fats. And just to give you some rough portions, quarter of your plate as a protein source would be optimal. Third of your plate, quarter to a third, I'd say a third of your plate really, from fruits and your veggies, and a quarter of your plate maybe from a carbohydrate source. If you know that you're going out and you're having pizza, pasta, garlic bread, brownies, alcohol, you're probably going to know that you're going to eat your day's worth of calories in one meal, right? And that's great. Enjoy yourself. You know, go at it. But you might choose, okay, tell you what, I'm actually just going to have protein and fruits and veg with my breakfast and my lunch. And I'm actually not going to have any sort of formal carbohydrate source until I go out for dinner. And as long as you feel good, as long as you don't feel exhausted or wiped or low energy or shaky or low blood sugar or anything like that, as long as you're not planning to go and run 10K on a few blueberries and a protein shake, right? Which most people wouldn't feel great on if they haven't eaten all day. Then that's fine. That works absolutely brilliantly. But you need to decide what you feel best on, and you need to keep going back to that priority. So just a few ideas there, guys. In terms of different little tactics that we can use, remember, mindful eating is going to be a big one. Whatever situation it is, breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner, eat mindfully. Don't have your phone with you. Put your knife and fork down between bites. Drink a glass of water as you're eating. Chew your food. Again, all the best advice is the most simple. Chew your food. Think about the flavor. Think about the texture. You just gone and paid 25 quid for that meal. Don't wolf it down and forget what it was. Think about it. Sit with it. Think about the smells and the textures. Have fun with friends. Laugh, chat, all that kind of stuff, right? I know it all goes without saying, but a meal is an experience. Otherwise, you'd be eating super noodles at home alone, wouldn't you? Right? So think about the meal as an experience. Enjoy it. Be present with it. Get your money's worth. You know, you might as well. So that's one thing. Again, when it comes to sort of different things that we can do, if you're at a buffet or a party or a barbecue, if there's smaller plates, choose the smaller plates. Research shows that you're going to eat less. Remember the snack illusion, okay? The choice illusion. If you have two types of crisps in two bowls, you're going to eat a certain amount. If you have those same two types of crisps in 10 bowls, you're going to eat a lot more. Even though it's the same type of crisp, the same thing's happening because of the choice illusion you're going to pick, which is why people overeat by a long shot when it comes to buffets, because we pick and we pick and we don't actually sit down. So if you do it, you are at a buffet or a barbecue, get your plate, protein, fruits and veggies, carbs, plate it up, enjoy the meal, eat the whole meal, be present, practice mindful eating, and then go and get your dessert, and then you're done. Okay. Try not to sit with the crisps and sort of just, you know, have crisps as a starter and then crisps as a hors d'oeuvre and then crisps as main course number one and then go and have your dinner, right? Try and plate your food up however you like. If you do, again, if your priority is just to go and enjoy yourself, then of course that might be what you choose to do. But I know for most of us, that's not going to be something that is probably on our agenda in terms of just going and eating for the sake of it. We're all practicing mindful eating. And again, that leads me on to the final thing, which is intuitively eat. If you go to a barbecue, I'm going to stick with that example, or a party or whatever, and you decide that you've eaten your food, you've had your buffet, or you've eaten before you've gone, listen to your body. Intuitive eating means listening to your body. Now, the problem is, if someone tries to intuitively eat when they have not really a great understanding of nutrition, when they're not really practiced with portion control and listening to their hunger signals and all of this stuff that you and I talk about, the mindful eating and all that stuff. If someone doesn't have any of those skills and knowledge and they try and intuitively eat, their body's going to say, I want ice cream, I want biscuits, I want chocolate. And it's already like, you know, it's only like 8 o'clock in the morning. That's what our bodies will probably tell us if that's what we're used to giving it. So intuitive eating doesn't work in that example. We need to go through a process. But all of you here you are far enough through that process to now be able to intuitively eat. You can listen to your hunger signals. You can apply that food flow. You can think about your stomach when you're eating and think, tell you what, I've had enough. I'm done now. It's all good. So apply intuitive eating, apply the things that we talked about, and enjoy yourself. The half term is here to be enjoyed. So team, just wanted to quickly touch on keeping structure, some of the things that you can put in place with your nutrition to remind you of that food flow, to talk about mindful eating, and to give you a few bits and bobs for the half term. I hope that's been really, really useful. Before we wrap things up, has anyone got any questions? Has anyone got any topics they wanted to cover? And again, it goes without saying, no worry, Mel, I've just seen your message, sorry. It goes without, oh, that was about 20 minutes ago, sorry. It goes without saying that the half term is here to be enjoyed, right? If you really, 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 really do want to go in and really indulge, then that is okay. No one can tell you otherwise. This is your health and you have already decided what your priority is for this week. We know what's important to you. So go away, put those things in place and be confident in your decisions. Believe in yourself, trust in your decisions. You know what you're doing, okay? Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You are in control of this. You've got your priority. You've got your focus. Now go and do it, whatever that means.